Do you have the on-air thing out there on? How do you put that on?
Yes, we do. We do, yeah. Brandon. Thank you for telling this to a whole audience.
It's fine.
So, yeah, they can hear us out there. It's pretty cool, you know? As we talk with our show. And we hope you guys can hear us out there, too. I'm Logan Carney here with Brandon Ailman, as always.
Yep.
As we start the real
episode two,
and the only
incoming,
the only A&E Arts and Entertainment podcast and radio show at Robert Morris Century Media, the first and only breaking barriers.
That's right.
All right, we got a great show today. It is Valentine's weekend, or maybe last night. You can consider last weekend Valentine's weekend because Valentine's fell on a Wednesday. So really, there's two Valentine's weekends this weekend. But as we know, a lot of people are probably going to be celebrating Valentine's Day this weekend. We are going to do a Valentine's special. Now, me and Brandon, I don't know about you, but I don't really care much for chick flicks, you know, and
yeah.
Soap operas. So we're just going to, you know, give off some of our romantic comedies that we love and some other things, you know, maybe talk about what other Valentine's stuff that we like to do. But why don't we just skip right into it?
Sounds good.
All right, Brandon. So why don't you go ahead? What's your favorite, romantic comedy? What was one of your favorites?
One of the ones I know a lot about is called The Proposal. Came out in 2009. And it's starring Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds.
I've never seen that movie.
It's a great movie. And it's actually about Sandra Bullock is Ryan Reynolds' boss. And Sandra Bullock is like a horrible boss to all of her employees and stuff. And she asks him a favor to help him out to get him engaged. So that she doesn't have to move back to Canada, actually. Just so that she can stay in the States. And it's a whole big thing. They fake their wedding. It's a really fun action comedy. So, yeah, that's one of my favorites. Well, definitely check that out.
You recommend that for this Valentine's?
Oh, I have another one, too. Hitch. I don't know if you've seen Hitch.
I've seen parts of Hitch.
Hitch is with Will Smith and Kevin James. Great comedy, romantic comedy.
Now I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'm gonna say I got a couple. If you consider them romantic comedies, I do. They're not the typical romantic comedy framework of best friend or some guy helps another guy ends up falling for the girl or something like that. I'm gonna go with 40-Year-Old Virgin first of all, and I consider that a romantic comedy. I know some people might not, but with Steve Carell, it's absolutely hilarious. There's a scene in it where he Steve Carell gets waxed.
Yeah.
And like his chest waxed. And not only did they like have it, like they had waxed him in real life. So the whole time he is like screaming. Like one of the best parts, he just screams at the top of his lungs, Kelly Clarkson, at the top of his lungs while he's getting waxed. Absolutely hilarious movie. And that's probably going to be, you know, if I'm looking at, and that's probably my favorite romantic comedy. It's about Steve Carell. He's a 40-year-old virgin, and his buddies Paul Rudd, Seth Rogen, and the other guy's escaping me. But one more, Armani Malco, that's his name. Who you'd recognize him if you saw him, but he's not a big actor. And they're trying to set him up with. Like to have him lose his virginity, and he ends up falling in love with Elizabeth Banks. But phenomenal cast. Jane Lynch makes appearances in it. Jonah Hill makes a very small appearance in it that's hilarious. Mindy Kaling's in it. I mean some absolutely phenomenal people in it. This is a great movie. Great movie.
Yeah. I also have another one here, 50 First Dates. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
I've seen it. I'm not a huge fan of it.
No? Oh, my God. I think it's hilarious. One of Adam Sandler's better movies, I think.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No?
I don't know about that. Come on. I don't know about that. My girlfriend really likes that, though. That's one of her favorite rom-coms.
Really? Yeah. I've seen this movie so many times.
Yeah, if I have to go favorite Adam Sandler movie, I'm picking one of his first two in Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison. Hands down. Hands down. I don't really think it's close with those two. Those two movies are just absolutely phenomenal movies.
Yeah. For me, I'm a big, I think Happy Gilmore is definitely up there. I like Big Daddy as well. I don't know if you've seen Big Daddy.
Big Daddy's a good movie.
It's so funny. I think Grown Ups, the first one, was really good as well.
Grown Ups, yeah. Grown Ups, for me, it was like one of those movies where it was hilarious the first time I saw it. And then I saw it a second time.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, this movie's only decently funny. And then I saw it a third time, and I'm like, okay, that joke was stupid. Like, it's just, the first time I saw it, I'm like, oh my gosh, this movie's so funny. This movie's hilarious. And the more and more I watched it, you know, it just kind of, you know, lacked in quality. But I agree. It was a good movie. I like some other good Adam Sandler movies.
Click.
Click.
Isn't a good one.
I liked Click. That's a romantic comedy. Actually, not really. Now that I think about it, that's just a dramatic comedy.
What about Chuck and Larry?
That's a funny one. I like that one.
Kind of romantic.
I liked, he did those couple football movies, Waterboy, and
yeah,
the other one's escaping me. What was the other football movie he did? It was the remake.
The Longest Yard?
Yeah, Longest Yard. Punch Drunk Love. It's not a bad one. Wedding Singer. There's a romantic comedy. Wedding Singer's a good movie. Wait, back to the rom-coms that we have. I mean, some other stuff though. If you're, so let's say, you know, you don't have anything to do, you don't have somebody to spend Valentine's Day with. What would you do? What movies would you watch on Valentine's? Because the last time, I mean, this is my fifth Valentine's with my girlfriend. The last Valentine's that I was single for, me and my brothers and my dad, we all went and saw the newest Die Hard. Because there's never a wrong time to watch a Die Hard film.
Yeah.
So Brandon, where would you think if you don't have somebody to spend Valentine's Day, what are some movies that you would watch?
I would probably try to go hang out with some friends, and I'd probably want to watch either, you know, a nice show that I'm maybe into, or probably a comedy, because I feel like, you know, you get my, I don't know, I think a comedy would be good.
A comedy would be good. No, yeah. Not an action flick or anything like that.
No, I'd probably go with a comedy or, like I said, like a TV show that I'm into and try to catch up on. So that would probably be what I would, that's my go-to.
You know, there's some movies here. I'm looking at this list that we have. There's some movies that we're forgetting that are very good movies. Silver Linings Playbook, very good movie. You take a look at some Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Knocked Up, Just Friends. I mean, there's some good movies on here that are, you know, great for, you know, if you're spending some time. Love Actually.
Yeah.
Punch Drunk Love. What was the one with Ben Stiller? That came out, I think it was late 90s, early 2000s.
It's like a romantic?
Yeah, somewhat. He's a good actor. Oh, he's someone that
there's Something About Mary?
That's it. There's Something About Mary. That's a phenomenal movie.
Yeah. Too.
Phenomenal.
I haven't seen that in a while. Yeah, that's a great movie. I actually forgot about that movie. I haven't seen that in a while.
I mean, he's definitely one of my favorite actors, top 10, definitely.
Ben Stiller?
But in terms of comedy, I think he is a straight line.
Meet the Fockers.
Those movies are great. Those movies are absolutely great.
And him in Dodgeball. I mean, it's not romantic, but I'm just looking at the list now and, like, this is great.
The First Night at the Museum, not the other ones, but the first one, not the last two.
Not a fan.
You know, let's move on to some other stuff. You know, Brandon, you know, we have this movie show where, you know, neither one of us are film critics, but we both love to watch movies. Who doesn't love to watch movies? So we feel what we can talk about it. What was the last movie you watched, and what was your opinion of it? It doesn't have to be new. It could have been a movie that you've seen 5,000. But what was the last movie that you sat down and watched?
I saw The Greatest Showman the other day.
I heard that was good.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was different. I haven't seen a movie like that in a while, where it's like a movie and a play. So it was different, and you know, it was, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really great. I loved the cast: Hugh Jackman, Zac Efron, Zendaya. I thought they were great. It was a story about the imagination of P.T. Barnum and The Greatest Showman. It's a musical that celebrates the birth of the show business and his visionary, I guess, and how he started from nothing and brought his way up. So I'd recommend people go see that movie. I think it was great. What about you, Logan? What was the last thing you've seen?
I watched a couple of days ago. I sat through it. I turned it on because I'm like, you know what? I'll give it a chance. And it was probably the worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life. The Emoji Movie.
Oh, God.
I sat through the whole thing, man. Once I start something, I'm committed to finishing it. The movie, it seemed like... Have you seen Inside Out?
No, I haven't.
Have you seen Wreck-It Ralph?
No.
Wow, man, you have a movie podcast. You know, we haven't seen any
what
of the same
movies that you're saying.
You've never heard of those?
I've heard of them, but like
only two of the most popular animated movies of the last 6 years.
Yeah,
but the Emoji Movie is literally, if you combine those two movies, you get and decide, hey, we're gonna make a very crappy version of this combination of these two movies. That's what the Emoji Movie was. It was legit an exact ripoff of those two movies. And what made it funny, too, is some of the characters were just, like, so bad.
It has a 9% on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't know if I've ever seen it that bad.
They have the one female character was a princess emoji. And they made her a feminist, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But every time that she would say something like that, it just felt, like, forced. It felt so uncomfortable. She would only ever say it at, like, the worst. She said three lines in the entire movie. They tried to make her, like, this feminist, and she said she only had three lines in the entire an hour and a half movie to try and get that point across, where she would say something, you know, for that. And then second of all, her character... you have to watch it to really understand.
It looks terrible.
It is terrible. It was absolutely terrible. And then the parents were another bad character. You know, and the whole premise behind it was just so stupid.
Like, why make
this? They tried to get touchy at the end, and it just fell flat because nobody gave a crap about what happened to any of the characters.
I mean, it didn't have a no-name cast. The cast was pretty good.
No, the cast was phenomenal.
T.J. Miller, James Corden.
They had
Stewart,
yeah,
Maya Rudolph.
A phenomenal cast.
But, like, why an emoji movie?
Because they wanted to capitalize on what Disney and Pixar did with Inside Out and Wreck-It Ralph. Because
they just failed.
It was exactly the same movie, just a very crappy version. But I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it got nominated for Best Animated Movie.
Really?
Yeah. Somehow managed to get nominated for Best Animated Movie. Over Lego Batman. Lego Batman did not get nominated for Best Animated Movie in the Oscars, which is absolutely disgraceful, first of all, because it was definitely the best animated movie to come out this year.
I'm looking at the budget. It had a $50 million budget, and I mean, it surpassed that with $217 million.
It wasn't an emoji movie that I thought of. They got nominated for it. The Boss Baby was the bad animated film that got nominated for Best
Animated. I saw that, actually, yeah. I mean, it got nominated for, what'd you say?
Best Animated Feature Film. And it's still ridiculous that Lego Batman did not get nominated. I'm sorry, but Lego Batman was a phenomenal movie. Phenomenal movie.
Wow. I don't know.
Speaking of the Oscars, they're coming up, aren't they?
Yeah.
Only a couple weeks away.
True.
Who are some of your Oscar picks? Who do you think is going to win Best Picture?
I don't know. What are some of the nominees?
Well, there's my pick.
What's your pick?
Is Dunkirk.
Well, Dunkirk.
I think should win.
Have you seen that?
Phenomenal movie. Yeah, it was phenomenal. In my opinion, it should go down as one of the best war movies of all time. That's what I think it should go down to, but there are some other ones that are nominated. Only a couple weeks away, March 4th. I always thought the Oscars were...
Best Picture has Call Me By Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, like you said, Get Out, which I heard, you know, is really good. Lady Bird, The Phantom. Post, which I haven't seen.
Yeah, I'm going to see that on Tuesday.
Yeah, so...
Phantom Thread, Shape of Water.
Shape of Water is good.
Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Yeah, I
gotta see Get Out. I heard Get Out
was good. But if I'm going with one, I'm going with Dunkirk, personally. Dunkirk was my favorite movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen those.
As far as the other stuff goes, I mean, so who's your pick? Have you seen any of those? Is any of those your pick?
I'd probably have to go with Get Out, because I know when that movie came out, it was big. A lot of people had their opinions on it. A lot of people enjoyed it. A lot of people couldn't decide if it was a horror film or if it was, like, you know, a comedy. And it was, like, the directing debut of, Jordan Peele?
Yeah.
So for him to make a splash like that with his first film just makes you excited for what he'll do next, you know?
What about lead actor? We got Timothy Chalamet from Call Me By Your Name. Daniel Day-Lewis from Phantom Thread. Now, he's a phenomenal actor. Danielle Kula from Get Out. Gary Oldman from Darkest Hour. And Denzel Washington from Roman J. Israel Esquire. I'm going Daniel Day-Lewis. Specifically, I haven't seen those movies yet. We're going to see a couple of them. But Daniel Day-Lewis, for me, is in my opinion, is the best actor of all time.
Really?
He's won 3 Oscars. He's only done like 9 movies because he takes a long break. He's a method actor. And it seems like every single time he's nominated for Best Actor, he wins it. Him and Meryl Streep, who is also nominated for an Oscar this year, are the only actors to win 3 Oscars.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But I'm sure if more consistently, at least we see some as that goes on, that will change. I mean, specifically, I think of from Django Unchained and a couple other Tarantino films that I don't think I'm allowed to say the title of the one name, Inglourious Blank. Not gonna say that the second one, but Christoph Waltz, who won 2 Oscars in about a three year span, will probably be joining that list of people to win 3 at some point. But I'm going to put my money on Daniel Day-Lewis. I'm just going to pick all the obvious picks. I'm going to go Meryl Streep for best leading actress. I'm looking at these best.
I'd probably go with her as well, yeah.
Best supporting actor, I'm going to go with Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Octavia Spencer for Shape of Water. And while I picked Dunkirk for best picture, and while I think Christopher Nolan was the best director in just how he made that movie, I'm going to go Jordan Peele for Get Out.
Yeah.
Mainly because Get Out had actually, you know, I'm going to switch it. I'm going to go Christopher Nolan for best director. I'm going to go Get Out for best picture. Mainly because, you know, Hollywood likes movies with a lot of meaning into it, and you know, you like to use the term, you know, liberal Hollywood or something like that, but considering the Get Out has a lot of those themes, that's why I think the people that the voters are going to choose Get Out.
Yeah.
But as far as the best director, I thought I'm going to go Christopher Nolan, cuz Dunkirk was just phenomenally directed, and that's why that whole movie worked. Was because of how it was directed.
And you said for what about animated feature film?
This is different. I'm going to go Coco.
Coco?
Yeah, Coco, the one with about the guitar, the new Pixar film.
Yeah. I'd probably go with that guitar. Or the Boss Baby, because I have seen the Boss Baby. I thought it was pretty good.
I didn't like Boss Baby. I don't think it should be up there. I still say Lego Batman should have been up there.
I haven't seen Ferdinand, but...
Adapted screenplay, I'm going Logan, because Logan was phenomenal.
Oh, I love Logan.
And if Logan wins, it'll be only the second superhero movie ever to win an Oscar.
Really? What was the first one? Was it
The Dark Knight. But that was Heath Ledger winning supporting actor. So this will be so that was an acting Oscar.
Oh, okay.
So this will actually be the first movie to win an Oscar for the whole movie. I'm gonna go Logan, because I thought Logan was phenomenal. Phenomenal movie.
How did you feel about the ending?
I loved it. Really? I loved the whole movie was
Was it a good way for
it was a great way for Hugh Jackman to go out?
I mean, by now, I hope you know, you've all seen it, but...
Yeah, for Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart, I think it was great ways for them to go out, for both of them. I mean,
oh,
it was
God. It
came off as a... The thing about me with superhero movies is, and why I'm not a huge fan of some of the mainstream Marvel movies as other people, is it seems like they just rehash the same thing over and over and over again. I like superhero movies that don't actually feel like superhero movies, if you know what I'm saying. For example, Dark Knight in the Dark Knight trilogy, mm-hmm. they all came off as, you know, kind of crime movies, more like gangster films.
And you don't
stuff
like
that.
That.
No, I like that.
Oh, you like that.
Whereas, trying to think one off the top of my head, Spider-Man 3 is just a straight like superhero movie. It just had the same usual stuff as a superhero movie. Whereas Batman, it didn't actually feel like a superhero movie. It just felt like a crime movie.
Yeah.
As for Logan, it felt like a Western movie.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Wonder Woman felt like a war movie. Guardians of the Galaxy seemed kind of like a Star Wars space opera type movie. Those are the superhero movies that I like when they don't actually feel. And obviously, I'm not gonna hate it just because it's a superhero movie, mm-hmm. and it's not different than the other ones. But it, for me, like movies like Logan, Dark Knight, Wonder Woman, Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm trying to think.
What about the first Iron Man?
First Iron Man is phenomenal. Phenomenal movie. I love the first Iron Man. I hate 2 and 3. I think 2 and three are not good movies. But the first Iron Man is phenomenal.
I thought it was incredible, the first one.
Well, I thought the first one was great. I mean, it kicked off that whole universe.
Yeah, and now look at it. About 10 years they've been doing it now. That universe.
Some other movies. I'm going to go.
What about visual effects? So they have some.
Yeah, I don't know what to pick for anime short.
I'd probably go with Guardians of the Galaxy, too.
Nah, superhero movies don't usually win good at the Oscars. Original screenplay, I'm going to go Get Out again. I think Get Out will win that as well as... I think Get Out will take 2 out of 3 of the original screenplay.
Were you looking at the one that says writing adaptive screenplay when you saw Logan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, the Disaster Artist could definitely be up there, too. But I'm gonna go Logan. Cinematography. I'm gonna go it's a tough one between Dunkirk and Blade Runner. It's what I want.
Have you seen Blade Runner?
I've seen parts. I saw the original one. I didn't see this new one, but I'm gonna stick with Dunkirk. Best documentary. Don't know enough about, so I'm just gonna skip that. Best documentary short stops. I'm gonna skip that again too, because I don't really know much about that. Let's see. Where's some ones that we know about? Film editing. I'm going to go Baby Driver for that one. Now, yeah. I didn't really care for Baby Driver, but the whole premise of how the songs match up with all the actions is phenomenal. I think that's what's going to win at film editing. Although, again, I can see Dunkirk winning big in this Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
Dunkirk, my opinion, Dunkirk was by far the best movie this year. I don't think it's close.
Yeah.
Sound mixing. Oh, that is it. That's a tough one. That's a tough category.
Let me see.
Baby Driver, Blade Runner, Dunkirk, Shape of Water, and Star Wars: The Last Jedi.
That's tough.
I'm gonna say Baby Driver for the same reason I picked it for editing.
I was gonna say Star Wars.
And same with sound editing. Production design.
What about visual effects?
Visual effects. I hope it's Kong, but I'm gonna go Blade Runner. And then for original song, I'm gonna choose the one that you saw, This Is Me from Greatest Showman.
Yeah, I don't see that, but I agree.
For original score, I'm gonna stick with Star Wars, because when does John Williams not win for Star Wars? But if they want to go different, I could see being Hans Zimmer for Dunkirk. I mean, those are the two best composers of all time for as far as movies go, with Hans Zimmer and John Williams. Dunkirk's score, though, the thing about it, it's not something that you'll be remembered for, but it perfectly felt with the action and everything like that. It made the movie a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's all the categories that I can vote for. That's all the categories that I feel comfortable voting for.
Yeah. All right.
So we got about 5 minutes left. So, Brandon, how do you plan on spending this weekend? You got any plans for Valentine's Day or anything?
Well, Valentine's Day is over, but...
For this weekend. Did you do anything weekend? For Valentine's Day? What's
I hung out life? With some people, friends. For this weekend, just plan on, hanging out, maybe going to the city, watching some movies, maybe, so for the next time. So.
You know what I did the other day?
What?
About a week ago, I think it was. I watched all 3 Ocean's movies.
Oh, did really?
You see those?
I haven't seen those in a long time.
Those are phenomenal.
Aren't they making a new one?
They're making a new one with an all-female cast. Ocean's 8. It's not George Clooney. It's not Mark Wahlberg. Matt Damon. It's not Brad Pitt. That cast is just phenomenal. I mean, that cast is just so good. Trying to think who else was in it.
The new one has Rihanna, Sandra Bullock, Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway played. Anne Hathaway was in Ocean's 11. Or Sandra Bullock was in Ocean's 11. Anne Hathaway was in Ocean's 12.
Mm.
So those two are both playing the characters they played in those movies. Which I like, so that way it doesn't feel like, I hated the remake of the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
This seems like it could actually be a straight sequel because they're bringing back Anne Hathaway and they're bringing back Sandra Bullock as long as they play the same characters. But yeah, those two were in it. Bernie Mac, phenomenal actor. Casey Affleck, another phenomenal actor. I mean, they just had a really, really good cast. I mean, the cast is just phenomenal. And as far as that goes, there's not much movies that I think are really. There's not many heist movies that I think compared to those three, and mm-hmm. I've seen the original one too. The original one from like the 70s with like who was in it? The singer Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
That's a very good movie, too. But the Brad Pitt ones are just phenomenal. So I don't know how I feel about the new one. I'll actually go see this one in theaters because of how much I love the Oceans and how I don't think it will be like the Ghostbusters train wreck that came out a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So I guess my thoughts are open to that. But, yeah, Brandon, if you ever have a 6 hours to yourself, you can't think of something to do, I highly recommend... I highly recommend doing some Oceans movies.
All right.
So, Brandon, we got about 2 minutes left. Any final thoughts you want to part with?
No. Just watch out for the movies. Check them out. Maybe look up the Oscars and give your own who you think's going to win,
We didn't even talk about the new movies that are in theaters right now. You know what just came out? Black Panther just came out.
Oh, that's right. I will probably go see
50,
that.
50 Shades Freed. Not going to see that, but that just came out. I know there's a lot of people excited for that. Peter Rabbit, 1517 to Paris. Early Man, Jumanji still out. Greatest Showman still out, as you said. Samson, Maze Runner, which I've never seen any of the Maze Runners, but some people like them, some people don't. There's a big division there. But yeah, Black Panther is probably going to be the next movie I see.
It's going to do really well. It's going to make a lot of money.
Well, that's what it looks like. That's what we're all hoping for. So you got to keep that Marvel streaking along. Last movie
maybe
before.
Like that. I don't know if it'll be a superhero movie. We'll see how it goes.
Last movie before the next Avengers, too.
True, yeah.
So this is very important for this four as that universe goes.
Yeah.
So thank you all for joining us. This has been The Real. It's been real. I'm Logan Carney with...
Brandon
Allman. As always, and we'll be here next week, same time, same channel. This has been RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Thank you for joining us.